Okay.
Everyone have their ride to Zake and everything. 5:30 Swinka is a show.
5:30?
Yeah, 5:30.
You go down to
go on the stage. Okay, let's begin. Start with Xubis.
No, actually, no, you don't.
Okay, there's a few Nakutas, quite a few we got to do, and then we'll get to the Purimanyana. Okay, I want to begin with the following. First thing is, before we go Vaitran inside in the Gemara, there's a few Nakutas we need to mention on the past Gemara. First thing I want to mention is that we had a shot in the Gemara on Yudah Menalev that the fellow wasn't believed. According to Rashi and Tosis, according to Rabaka, the reason why he wasn't Neman, Rashi said it, Tosis said he was a liar. Rashi said because he was, he presented himself in front of Beis Din that he was a buck in a certain area when he wasn't. And even if he was, maybe, it's still chutzpah. And because of that, we flogged him. According to Tosis, we flogged him because of a lie. So I want to just point out that Chiddush Yarim in Siman Samaches Sifkan Gimel says a hesber as to why Taki's not believed, because ain't on a mesa matzma Russia. By you presenting yourself that you're a buck in these areas, you're basically making yourself a Russia. And to be mafsid someone a ksuba, you can't do. To be mafsid someone a ksuba, you can't do. You're not Neman, but you're making yourself a Russia. Legabi what? Legabi the din of Isser, then you have Shavi Nafshe. So Shavi Nafshe might be the realm of Neder, and therefore we don't really care whether you're making yourself a Russia. So therefore, we can distinguish. So the first Nakuda I want you to get is, according to that Rashi and that Taisus in the first shot, the Ravacha says he's not Neman. The reason why he's not Neman is because, it makes sense, ain't on a Mesimatz of Rashi. You can't say really he's a Baki and he's with Zonas all the time. God forbid. That's ain't on a Mesimatz of Rashi. So that's the first Nakuda. Please get that down, the Chiddush Yarim. Okay? Number two, I want to point out that according to the Ritva, within the first shot of the Gemara, remember we said that we do believe him? We believe him, and we flog him? That was the first shot, not Ravacha. Again, within the first, there's always 2 days in the Gemara. There are two pshatim in general. According to the first day, within the first shot, Lemais, the Ritva says, why do we flog him? Shouldn't that scare him off? Maybe he'll scare him off if he knows he's going to get flogged. So why would he come in and say, Pesa Pasuach? He'll keep her b'isser his whole life. So he says, no, anyone who's a baki b'pesach b'suach will not stop himself from coming forward because of Malchus. Please get that second Nakuda. The Ritva says, Malchus will not scare anyone off. If the guy claims, even though he's been a promiscuous man in his lifetime, it doesn't make a difference. Even though he's been promiscuous, it doesn't make a difference at all. Even though he's been promiscuous and he's going to get flogged for saying that, he's believed to say pesach b'suach, according to that first sheet in the Gemara, not Ravacha, the first sheet in the Gemara. Okay, that was the second Nakuda that I wanted to mention. Third Nakuda, what did we say the word Birchaso was? Rashi said it was the name of a place with the Rizonas. There's another pshat I want you to know in Rishonim, the Shita Megabetis quotes in Lakute Gonim Hashem Rav Haigon, that says Birchaso was like a brush of laundrymen. It was a kinui. They used to call that place, they used to make fun of the place, a brush of laundrymen. Meaning that he hit the brush, in other words. He was ball women. So it was a nickname that they gave to it, and therefore it was considered to be, Birchaso is considered to be actually a brush of laundrymen. It was a kinui given to that town. According to Rashi, it literally was the town.
What the brush of laundrymen?
It means that Lamaisa, it's a derogatory comment. He was chavit benivrechas. He hit the brush, Lamaisa. It's a derogatory comment. Okay, so that's the third Nakuda. Number four, fourth Nakuda, let's get. When we said Bacher and we said Nasui, Rashi said a Bacher's not believed, we flog him because he's a Mechutzuf. And the Rashba and the Ra point out, please get this, that these stories are talking about losing the Ksuba. And therefore, as a Bacher, he's not believed. But to Aserher, he's believed the Sheshavi Nafshe. So the whole discussion in the Gemara is about a Ksuba, but by Iser, Taka the Din is Shavi Nafshe. However, there is a shita that the Rashba in Tesamah of the Maskar Belazar seems to say, and it's a Bahag. I want you to get this. The Bahag in Hilchos Miyun, the Chiddush Yarim quotes the Bahag that says no. He says there is a shita that says you're not even believed Legabi Isser. If you're a Bacher, you're never believed at all. both vis-a-vis the Ksuba and vis-a-vis Yisr.
Who said that?
That's what the Bahag says, the Rishon. The Baal Lachas Gedolus and the Rashba seems to say, it says it's the Rishit and Rishonim. It's the Bahag, we're identifying it. And if you say the Shavi Nashi is based on Nelmanis, like Daniel said, you have no Nelmanis because you know, you're not a Baki. So I want you to get that. The Poshup Shad and Gemara is talking about Hafsada Ksuba. But like Avi Yisr, you should believe based on Shavi Nashi. There is a Rishon that says, the Bahag says, Beferish, the Rashba hints to a Shita. He seems like there's another Shita, and it must be the Bahag that says, like Avi Yisurim, he's not believed at all. Zero. Okay, so that's the fourth Nakuda. Five. Number five, let's get it. A fifth Nakuda is, in the stories I want you to get that we saw in Amud Aleph, he's always saying Pesach Pasuach. If you note, the stories that we say at the bottom of the Amud, going on to Amud Beis that we'll see inside today, the claim is, I didn't see any blood. That's a different claim. Pesach Pasuach, lo baalti dam. We have to keep that in mind. It's a good way to remember it in your Chazorah. Okay? He can make two claims. The ones in Amud Aleph were Pesach Pasuach. The ones in Amud Beis, he didn't find any blood. So, one of the stories was Shemi Hitisa. A guy comes over to Rav Gamliel, he says to Rav Gamliel, Pesach Pasuach. So what did Rav Gamliel say back to him? Shemi Hitisa. Maybe he did Hataya. What does that mean, maybe he did Hataya? So the Rashba and the Ritva and Miri, the Taisus Rid, they all say as follows. We're talking about a case that Rav Gamliel said, you know, I want you to think about to yourself, maybe you did Hataya. And if you did Hataya, therefore, she would be mutter to you. Okay? We have a Cheskes Aguf on her. And he says, you know what? That's a pshat in the Gemara. He loses, she wins. Shemi Hitisa. Rabbi Gamliel said to the man, you know what? The chassid, he says, I want you to think about it. I think maybe you did a tie in. And Lamaisa, she wins. She has a cheskes aguf. We don't assume that she's Mizana. However, I want you to get this. Both the Rashba, the Ritva, Miri, and Tosis Rid point out that if the guy sticks to his guns and says, no way, Rebbe. He says, I know that it was a Pesach Pasuach, and I know that I didn't do a tie in. Then he's taka believe based on the din of Shav Yanashe. Okay? So that's number one point the Ritva says. Those who shown him say. Please get it. Number two, the Ritva says that maybe we're talking about in this Gemara the 98% of the cases in the Gemara of what? Of women that are muteris based on a sveik sveika. And if that's the case, that's what Gamliel says to him. You know what? I'm sorry you lose, Chasson. Because he's just trying to tell him you maybe did a taya, but he's trying to make him feel good. He's not trying to make him feel bad. He's trying to say, Mikra din, she's muta because of sex faker. He was just trying to make him not feel bad. So he says, maybe he had a tie. He's trying to mafai his taito. And the Rashba says, Kol Zman, that the Baal doesn't say, Bari Lishali Titi, he's not believed. Because we have a Chazaka Shehita. He didn't know what he didn't notice. Maybe he didn't know what he was doing. In fact, the Rashba says, the story here with Rav Gamliel is the makor for that. We always say the guy didn't realize he did a tie and he did it. So Kozman, he doesn't say anything, for sure what? For sure she wins. Okay? And then, Lamaisa, I gave you the Shita Yeshana. The Shita Yeshana claims, B'shem Deraivid, that if you claim Pesach Pasuch Matzati, and she says that it was Hite, Rov Bikin V'Ataya. We mentioned that. So Gamliel's talking about a case where the woman said Ataya, therefore she's believed. Even though the husband's not Moda. Again, Rav Galil doesn't want to make him feel bad. He wants to make shalom between them, and he says, maybe he had a tie. He's showing him that, you know what, kilu what, that she's really not believed, but she really is believed. She really is believed. Because Rovar Bikin Ba'atayah, it's very possible that he did it, and therefore, halacha l'maaseh believed. So that's, I think, the sixth nakuda we have so far that I want you to get. Okay, everyone got this so far? All right? So we got these six nakudas. Let's continue now. A few more horrors we have to get before we go bite in the Gemara. What does it mean, the mashal? The mashal of Ma'adavar Domin. What did it say? Hita Pesach Pasuach, lo hita Matzah Ne'ul. So the Vilna Gaon in the Sefer Adiras Eliyahu is Masbir. When the door's a little bit open, a little bit of a crack, if you go straight, you're going to knock into the door. Right? You're going to have to open the door more to get through. But if you try to go from the side, maybe you could slip in that crack without opening the door more. Right? So that's exactly what's happening with the psula. If it's open a little bit, lemaisa, yedataya, yachalo kanis below liftoch yoser. It's very possible to say that was the marshal that he went through ayedataya lemaisa, and therefore, without opening more, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be the pshat. It has to be against Rashi, because Rashi says the door is closed completely. Rashi says the door is closed completely. But, okay. The Vilna Gaon says the pshat is the door is a little bit open. If you go straight, the door will stop you from going. If you go from the side, you'll be able to get through Lamaisa. And therefore, you'll go through the side. Okay, that was the mashal. Okay. Also, I want to point out that Rashi seems to say that we shouldn't be choshish that you did ataya below kavana, that you did ataya the mezid. That's how it was the second lashon. The Ritva says it doesn't mean ataya mamish. If it's ataya mamish, then how do you break the besulim? So the pshat is, he says, Shemi tisa livol bila gmura. Maybe you intended to be a gmura, but not ataya, and then end up being ataya because of Rav Taivi, he says, and you open it bekoach. So Lamaise comes out, Lamaise, maybe you didn't notice. Okay, so Rashi says, maybe you did it b'mezid. Rifa says, can't be done b'mezid. Done b'mezid, then the psulim would be broken. Okay, and also Lamaise, what do we see in the story here about the Sudar? What do we see in the story about the Sudar? You remember the Sudar? He asked, what's the story with the Sudar? Can I have the Sudar? Right? He said, Hevilo Oso Sudar, the last story on the bottom of the Yomid. Why did he say, give me the Sudar? Why didn't he just say, Shemi Yitisa? Do you notice that in the last story on the bottom? So what's the answer to that? The answer is because you have to say that it was a Bari that he didn't do Atayah. Otherwise, Rav Gamliel should have asked him. You have to say he was Bari Lomais, he didn't do Atayah. That's what you have to say. Because Atayah, no Dam comes out. We learned that on Vav and Beis. So it's clear there was no Atayah. The Sefer Ayelis Ahavim says that we're talking about Eishes Yisrael earlier in the Yomim, so he can be Baller again. Here you have no choice, we're talking about Eishes Kohen. Eishes Kohen, she's Osir, calls Mayo to a check, so therefore they had to check the suitor. So it makes an Ukimta. Okay? So we got them, we had like 9-10 different Nakudas on this, Allah Lamaise. It's interesting, I just want to point out, one time we'll get to you in a sec, Shimon. Let's just finish these Ha'aras. I want to point out, you know, this laundry thing that they did, the Afla writes, it's only for the purpose of helping the woman. Right? It's Vada, if you don't do this Bedika, the Baal wouldn't have to pay. Ein l'chayv ha-baal k'subazu, l'hat l'eishes kohen. There's no way. That's why the Rif and the Rush, they leave out this din. Because if it gets rid of the blood, l'maisa, it's not going to help at all. So there's no nafkemin on the din. Halacha l'maisa, when you don't find dam, you're putter from the k'suba. So why don't they do this pedicula tovasa? Maybe they'll find the dam through the laundry. The answer is we don't want to bother basting for nothing because mistum it won't work. And therefore we don't bother basting. Plus the fact when the Gemara said, let's also do this, it was not referring to the ksuba. It was referring to a chassan's boil. Can the chassan re-boil her? Chassan's boil be with mitzvah of pirish even if he doesn't find dam, he's usher. Because maybe it's covered up with the zara. So they said, why don't we check out the kibus? If you don't find dam, she's tar. So the answer is the kibus won't work. So it was talking about if he's able to re-bowl her, halacha l'maisa. So therefore, it's not talking about hafsadas k'subasa. Okay. Also, I gave you the tour. The tour points out with the Yad Ramah. When we say, remember they did the thing, the two shvachas first? Before they checked the kala, they did the test of two shvachas first? Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. The tour I gave in Siman Samaches quotes that we check her, Lamaisa, and if the aroma goes, she's a b'ula. If the aroma doesn't go, she's a b'sula. So the Torah says, the Yad Ramah says, we don't check B'nai Yisrael straight up. We always check the Shvachas first, where they did a proper thing. And the Beis Yosef says, the reason why the Torah doesn't require this is because Rav Gamliel himself didn't know how to do it. Once he knew how to do it, then he did it right. So the Bach says, the Yad Ramah saying that Rav Gamliel, just like it was Choshesh, didn't know how to do it. So every chacham that doesn't know how to do it, he shouldn't do it first with B'nai Yisrael, should do it with the shvachas first. So it comes out, Lamaisa, that the Tur and the Ramah are arguing according to the Bach. Okay? The Ramah says you need to always do shvachas and then the B'nai Yisrael, and the Tur says you don't have to, al pi halacha, if you know how to do it. So the Chalkas Mechokik and Siman Samaches Sifkon Gimel says the Tur is not cholik on the Ramah, and he's being mazed with the Ramah. Rav Gamliel didn't trust himself. So how much more so are we less than Rav Gamliel? We shouldn't trust ourselves either. We got to check in on the Shnei Shvachas first, and then we do it on the B'nai Yisrael. The truth is, isn't this embarrassing? Aren't you embarrassing them, the Shvachas? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, of course. What was the lashon of the Gemara? Lav derech eretz l'alzuzi v'nos Yisrael. What about the shvachos? We also want to embarrass shvachos. So the Gemara says, in nidan daf mem zayin, that you pay them. You pay them the demoli boshes for the embarrassment. That's what Yaakov Emden says. Shvachos you also shouldn't do. So you pay them. You don't let get off the hook by not doing anything. And one more nakuda l'maisa before we go weiter, and that is that when Rebbe said, Rabbi Nachkarish, she said to Rebbe, I'm still a psula. What did that mean? So the Rambam in Chosish Pirkei Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, that long Rambam we've been quoting, and the Mechaber at Siman Samech Hesiv Dalet says that she said she didn't have bia with the guy. She's still a psula. And the Rive, according to Shiti Shona, says no, he had a tayet. So the question is, what did she say when she says besulani? Does besulani mean she never had bia like the Rambam? Or like the Rive, according to Shiti Shona, does it mean that they had a tayet? Okay? Does it mean that they had a tayet? Now, even though Lamaisa Gamil said earlier, Shemi Tisa, and you found it Pasuach, right? You could say, Yeshdon of Ofen, that the Baal Ba'atayah, the Petach's Chosav and Nistam. But the Shiti Shana quotes a Raya from the Gemara Chagigah, that Ba'atayah, the Pesach, is Niftach. Therefore, you have to say, it wasn't Baal or Bila Gemur, it just touched the Basulim, and it didn't open them. That's what you got to say. So I want you to get this. Either Basulani means the Ram says they didn't have Bia, or the Shiti Shana that we're saying Pshat is. Is the pshat is that he didn't really actually have a full beard. It was less than a taya. Because the Gemara Chagigah seems to say a taya can open the Pesach. So what he meant to say is he didn't actually have a full beard. Okay, so we got these different R's, like 11, 12 R's points. I want you to get these guys on the Gemara. What'd you say, Pinchas? Go ahead.
The second pshat that we just said, the Rambam said no beard at all. And then
Rambam said no beard at all, and the way the Ravid is saying it first is a taya, but he backs out of that because a taya opens up a Pesach. So when you say Shemei Tisa, that's the same thing as Pesach Pesuah from a Gemara Chagigah, Yidal and Beis. So what he wants to say is that maybe you just touched the Pesuah and you didn't have the Bia at all. Okay? You didn't have a Bia at all, Halacha L'maaseh Nogea, but you didn't open them. So you didn't find any blood. That's the reason. Okay? So that's the two ways you can learn the Gemara. Shemei, you had a kashrut for him. Sorry, go ahead.
No, never mind.
You got it? Okay, these are the horrors I want you to get. You got to hold up the first cases in the Gemara on a Manal for a Pesach Pesuah. Now we get into the case of Lo Matzati Dam. Let's see the Gemara. Yossi, go ahead. You don't have a base on the top, guys. Let's go. Okay? Let's see the Gemara. You got it? The second line from the top. Go ahead.
Who the
Rebbe? Son of Rebbe, yes?
I'm Rebbe, but I'll be Lo Matzati Dam.
Oh.
So I'm Rebbe, Rebbe Adayim Besuani.
Oh.
So Amar Lehem, Heviu Shtei Shvachos, Achas Besula Achas Beula, Heviu Lo, Go Shivan Alpi Chodesh Hayayim, Beula Arecha Nodev, Besula Ein Recha Nodev, Afzu O Shiva V'lo Haya Recha Nodev, Amar Lo L'chazak Zaka V'nech V'mechka.
Oh, so you get your Zaka V'mechka, she's mutter to you. Go ahead.
V'nidog Meikra V'gadva.
Why don't we just check the woman straight up? Why do you need the two Shvachos? Go ahead.
He
had a Mesorah that this is the way to check. Now I want you to get this down. Where was this done in Shas? In Nach. That's why we started from, even though we read the Gemara. Where was this done in Nach? You guys know the story of Pelegish Begiva? There was a man who was Boyle, was Ma'anis, his Pelegish, Lamaisa, and The Shevet Binyamin came, and the Binyaminites came, and they also were Ma'anis, the woman. They took her outside, and they were Ma'anis her all night. They took this Pelegish away from his man, from her man. It wasn't her husband, it was a Pelegish. And after they were hurt her the whole night, they cut her up into 12 pieces, and they sent it to all the Shvatim. And all the Shvatim were appalled, and they attacked Binyamin. And they knocked off Binyamin with the exception of 600... 600 men, Lamaisa. 600 men were left over from Binyamin. And the other Shvatim that attacked Binyamin made a cherem, and they said, everyone's got to go fight. There was this town called Benos Yavish Gilad. Benos Yavish Gilad, they refused to go attack Binyamin. So Lamaisa, they knocked off that city because they didn't come and attack and fight with the rest of Klal Yisrael against Binyamin. But they left over 400 women, and they wanted to leave our Rabsulas. The Gemara says in Yavamis and get it down in Sam Chabez, they did this check with the barrel to determine who were the Basulas. So they had 600 men for 400 girls. So 400 of the men married 400 Basulas, and the other 200, they said, you know, go out, and that's what we do on Tubab, and the Mishnah and the Anatanis, go out and you'll find your Shidduch. So I want you to get that. Yavamis Samacham and Beis says that this was actually done to determine which woman was a Basula over there, Halacha Lamaisa, and they kept the Basulas alive in that case. Okay, fine, that's the story over there. Go ahead. So go ahead. Kamar Avishmiele, go ahead. Maisel Avichazle, he didn't know how to do it. Maybe he didn't know how to do it. Lavu Rechara. So that's why we said it's not a derech to do it, Benos Yisrael, correct? So what about a Shifka? It's also not nice, but they pay Boshes. So just like Shmuel paid Boshes, Mestoma Rogalil paid Boshes as well. That's what we want to tie in, okay? That's what we want to tie in, lest you shouldn't think that's what Yaakov Emden wants to say. Gamliel gave also the Shmuel's boshes that they, you know, they should cover their embarrassment, just like Shmuel did in Maseches Nida and Daf Mem Zayin when he did a bedika of a shifka. He embarrassed her, but he wanted to pay. She was half kedushas Yisrael.
Why not pay? Why didn't you do the Bnos Yisrael and pay
the Bnos Yisrael? I guess, you know, like, I guess it's a little lower madrega shimon. You got to say shifka's not on the same level. I got to say the shimon just saying, why don't you do Bnos Yisrael and just pay them boshes? Seems like by the shifka we're willing to do that. By Bnos Yisrael you're not going to do that. That's what the Lashon HaGemara is, La Benos Yisrael. Shifcha is a half Jew, not a full Benos Yisrael. That's maybe what you got to say. Okay, that's what we want to say. It's a good point, but that's what I want to say for Emperor. Okay, Vital, let's go, Yossi. Go ahead.
So, Amar lo Rebbe, Yishaka Durkati Ani, She'en Lahim, Lo Dam, Nida, Lo Dam, Sulem. Vada Kerbe Gamliya, Bekerbe Gosea, Matza, Kedvara,
Oh, so what's, go ahead. So my Dorakiti, a cut-off generation. She doesn't have Dam Nida or Dam Basulim. So they're not going to have, and I want you to get this down, Rashi and Nida on Samach Dalam Ezra Maskador says they're not going to have a lot of kids. She doesn't have a lot of blood for menstruation, right? I'm sorry, she doesn't have any blood at all. She's not going to have a lot of kids. It's Mashma, she can have some kids, though. That's what Rashi says in Nida. Okay? That's what Rashi says in Maseches. That's what Rashi says in Nida. Okay? Go ahead. But one sec, before we go on, we should just point out, what does Rashi say in our Sugya, Yossi? Go ahead. What does Rashi say in our Sugya?
Rashi,
yeah.
Dor
yeah.
She'en lahem lo dam Nida, lo dam Sulem.
Right. So what's that Masha from Rashi? Maram Shif says Mash from Rashi or Suga Shein Lam Shalom Pirish Kidvar Maseches Nida, right? Because what does Gemara say? It says that Damim are what? Damim are good for a woman that she'll have a lot of what? She'll have a lot of kids, right? If a woman has a lot of blood, she's going to have a lot of kids. That's what the Gemara says. A woman that has no Dam Nida, Tzichisarim, then she won't have a lot of kids. So it's like Tanchumim shall Hevel. You know what I mean? He says, you're like, what are you doing? So, Lamaisa, what I want to bring out here is it seems to be the Poshup shot here in this Gemara is that it seems to be Rashi says, Lamaisa, that she has no Dam Nida and Dam Basun. Ein lam Dam Nida and Dam Basun. Rashi and Nida adds on, Shemikum kach ein lam banam merubim. Therefore, they're called Dor Katua. So, why don't you get that down? Rashi and Nida says they have no Dam, Nida and Dam Basun, but they can have a little bit of kids. Yeah? And Ram Shif is Mashmo, that Rashi and Arsugi is against that Rashi over there. Dorkatua means that they, Shein Lam Dam Nida, the Dam Basun, right? Shein Lam Dam Nida, the Dam Basun. Okay? So Lamais, it seems like there's a difference between Rashi and Nida and Rashi here in Mesechus Kesubis. Now the Maharsha quotes an Aruch that says they can't give birth at all. So why did he compliment them for wearing such a shidduch? Why did he compliment them? So the Gemara says in Daf Yud Zayin, if someone buys a lemon of a car, you don't make fun of them. You try to make it like you shabchenu beinav. You don't want to make them feel bad. The Yamsha Shlomo says, like Rashi and Nida, that even though a woman has no blood, lemaisa, shishen al ruya adam and ruya lahol, vish lo bonim el shenim rugim, she has kids, lemaisa. So you could say lemaisa is not a mekach tos, because you can have kids, but not a lot of kids. You follow me? You can have some kids.
That says that there's none then.
No, but I'm saying what you have to say according to the Aruch Daniel is that he has other wives that he can have kids from. So he can have Puruvu from the other wives. That's what the Chiddush Arim wants to say according to Aruch. No, he wants to say it's not a Mekach Tos because the Maisi can have Puruvu. He has Puruvu from other kids.
I thought we said the whole thing.
From another wife.
Didn't we say the putting in the middle was to have children?
Yeah, but the Maisi, that's what the Aruch wants to say. You have to say it's not a Mekach Tos. Because we're talking about kids. He has another wife. If he had no other wife, it'd be difficult. So it's not a Mekach Tos.
But isn't the case in the beginning of the Vamos where it says the island is has a tsara, he has a koi. And over there Tosus calls in a Mekach Tos,
I hear
brother.
You. Okay, good. All right,
so even though he has another wife.
All right, that's why don't you get that down. The Aruch claims you can't have any kids. What does Rashi say? One second. Rashi Pinchas is saying that what? She has no dam nidav dam besulim, but what? But what? What's the pshat? But she what is it? Rashi saying nidav lemaisa? Rashi says that what? That she can have what? Some kids. So again, Rashi and Aruch, without any blood, could she have some kids or not? Aruch says no. Rashi says yes. So I think lemaisa, what you have to say, what he's trying to say is that you don't have a lot of kids. That's why you have to point out it's not a steer lemaisa. And that's why maybe you could also argue and say that he's being cholik on Reb Chiya, that blood is yafel isha. Because we're saying that Meseches Nida, according to Reb Gamliel, Ashrecha Shezechisa. Maybe he's cholik on Reb Chiya. Maybe he says you can have kids lemaisa, even though there's not a lot of dam nida and dam besu. But you still can have kids. So maybe he's being cholik on this. Allah Lamaisa, this statement. Yeah, go ahead, Pinchas. What do you say?
When Rabbi was saying the answer was before that he
yes.
has another wife.
Yes.
So if a guy has another car and he pays for a
right.
car and gets a lemon, what would that be?
Okay, Harami Lamaisa, you're right. You're making a good point, but maybe you have to say he had in mind that as long as he has kids. You follow me? There's a requirement of approval. You'd have to approve good from five different women. From one woman.
Yeah, then why marry her?
Okay, well, whatever reason, Lamaisa. For whatever reason, he wanted to, he likes her better. Whatever the case, he likes to spend more time. But Lamaisa Puruvu is not a chiv in every woman, that every wife you have, as long as you have Puruvu. So there's a good svara that's not a Mekach Tos, perhaps. It's partial tried, it's a good svara. So that's what Rashi says. Lamaisa, do you think Rashi and Nida is different than our Rashi? What did Rashi say here? Rashi's Gur Katush Eimlem Lo Dam, Nidav Lo Dam Basun. How's that different than Rashi and Masechas Nida? Right? How do you think that's different than Rashi and Masechas Nida? Kevin Shemlem, Dam Besulim, and Dam Besulim, Ein B'nei Merubin. See, from Rashi, you get the impression from us that what? Can't have any kids, no? But the Rashi and Masechas Nida says you can have some kids. That's what Lamaisa, what comes out, a little bit of a steer. Okay? That's the Lamaisa we can say the Pshat. Okay, Vaita.
Doesn't Rashi later say?
Yes.
Rashi later says just that it would be easier and faster for him. It's not that you can.
Where's the Lashon Rashi? That's by the sickness. This is different, Lamaisa. That's by the illness, no? Lamar Elohi Roin. The blood is Yafin. Lamar Elohi Roin. It's a good point. Yavi, I like your horror. There's Dam is Yafin Lish Lamar Elohi Roin. I don't know if necessarily it means it quickens the conception. It's easier to conceive, but you're saying you can conceive, you're saying. Okay, so Gabi wants to say he can read the Rashi with the Rashi and Mesechus needed. It's a good horror. Excellent. Okay, now let's get to this before we get Vaitu, because we got to get to the Sholach Manas. I want you to get this. The Bach points out, when do we say this klal? When do we say this klal? That a woman can say Dor Katu Ani. The Bach says in Simon Samaches that Tafkif she claims Mishpachas Dorotiki. Then we check the relatives, yeah? Let's go Vaitu in the Gemara. Go ahead, Itmar. Go ahead.
Itmar.
Well, actually, you said he checked the relatives. Itmar, go ahead. Yeah. Right, Zoch in your purchase. Amalei. So it's a machloik is what he said. You're mischai the mecha, right? Go ahead. That's Reb Chanina, right? That's Reb Chanina. That's the chisar because blood is it's a bad thing. Go ahead. El Laman Damar. What kind of schus is it? It's a bad thing. So what's my answer? Excellent. Never going to have a shot of nida with her. So well, you have nothing to worry about. No shiloh of karuses, right? Okay. Now let me ask you. According to the Bach, please get it down. This is only when the woman claims she's from Dorkati. Then we check the relatives to see if she's believed. But Lamaisa, what happens if she doesn't make the claim? Do we make the claim for her? No. We don't do Taininin, Johnny. We don't do Taininin. She has to actually say Dorkatua. Okay? She has to actually say the Dorkatua. Okay? I want you to get that. And the tour is Medaic like this. He writes, she has to make the claim. She has to actually make the claim. The Bach says, Allah Lamaisa, she doesn't need the claim. Even if she doesn't make the claim, the Bach says, you look in the Rambam in that same halacha, keep going back to. Pirkei Avot, halacha Yud Beis, we what? We make the claim for her. We do Taininin. The Mashmos is like the tour. Only if she what? She says it. No? Only if she says it. But the Chalkos Mechokek says that was the story. The story was she said it. But in Achanam, if she doesn't say it, we do Taininin. Tzach Pichel Ilim. That's what he Tainis. What's the problem? Just check after her schus. Maybe she has that schus. Lamaisa. Okay, and that, if you look in the Aflon, in the Kutcher Shach and Sifkon Zion, he says, if Rov Mishpacha has no dam, Sipshita, she doesn't have to make the claim. But the Gemara's on Rov Mishpacha, it has blood. She says she's the minority of relatives that don't have blood. She claims Bari, fine. But Lamaisa, she's Shosekis, we're not going to be what? Do Taininin against the Rov. Okay. Now, also we should point out, I want you guys to get this, the Chiddush Yarim in Siman Samaches says, what happens if you can't find the Mishpachet, Yossi? You can't find any relatives. What's the din? She claims she's from Dorkati. What do you do? Is she believed? So we go bust her a Rove. Rove women are not from Dorkati. She's not believed. However, since you didn't find Dam Mesulim, and Rove women aren't Mezaneh, and Rove aren't from Mishpachet Dorkati, and they have Dam Mesulim, since this one doesn't have Dam, she has a Cheskes Aguf helping her, maybe we say she's from Dorkati. You're the Cheshbon? You're the Cheshbon of the Chiddush Yarim. Chiddush Yarim says, put it all together. Again, Nachamo, you got me? You got a Cheskes Aguf that she wasn't Mezaneh, even though Rov Nashim are not, what? Rov Nashim are also not Mezanis. You have a Cheskes Aguf, so it's a Rov that's not Mezaneh. Cheskes Aguf that makes sure that she wasn't what? She wasn't Mezaneh, right? And even though that's against a Rov that most people are not from Mishpachas Dardaki, I'm sorry. We assume that what? She's okay. And therefore, Lin Niksuba, she's believed. We paskim mukatzetzan is believed. Bari v'shema with the chazak, even though it's not shchiach. Rov nashim are mukatzetz. We still believe bari v'shema with cheskes aguf. And the gabi the yisra, that goes back to the beginning of the sugya we said about the Rabbeinu Yonah and the rush we did in three weeks ago. When she says mukatzetzani, is she saying what? What is she saying, Lamais? Is she a bari lini nisra? Machloikis Rabbeinu Yonah and the rush, is she in that menace to say mukatzetzani or jistani and nasty? The gabi the yisra. The Yushalmi is clear that if she's not Mevarer, what she did, she's not believed that she's from Dorkati. She loses her Ksuba. We could say she's believed, because Mukatei is a little bit more common than Dorkati. You got to say the different levels. Okay, fine. And the Meiri points out in the Sugi Yeroyali that if she's from a far-off place, and there's no way to check her for her relatives, we rely on her. That's if she's a Bari. But if she says, you know what, I want you to know something. My relatives are not from Dorkati, but I have a tev of Dorkati, we don't believe her at all. Because we assume she doesn't know about herself, Rov Nashim, we're not from Dorkati. Most women don't see blood anyway before Bagris. Bulgaris has no tainis domin. Okay? So Lamaisa, that's what the Chiddush Yarim wants to say. Halach Lamaisa. Okay. Now let me ask you, the Lashon, Yossi, what is this Lashon, the Shittim Gubetzis? What are they saying? What is the Machlaikis in the Gemara of what they said? What's the Machlaikis in the Gemara of what they said? What do you think the machlokes in the Gemara is? Did they say nischayev or what? Zechay. What's the lashon? So the Shittim Gubetzis says, don't tell me the Amorim argue what they said. It's not right that anyone would say nischayev. You make a guy feel bad. Someone buys a bad car, you try to praise it. So how could he have said nischayev mecha? So I want you to get this down. The Shittim Gubetzis says chas v'shalom. Everyone holds that they say zechay mecha. The question is, what did he mean? Did he mean, oh, you got a good purchase? Or did he mean, Lamaisa, you know what, you're going to have difficulty, you have chova with this purchase. It was Lashon Misaginar to make him feel good. He was as if he was saying, Ashrecha Shizchitim Mispachas Dorkati. So either you could say, again, everyone says he said the Lashon Zachisa. The question is, what did he mean? Did he mean it literally? Or did he mean, you know, that he wanted to say it and he didn't want to hurt him? So he said it. He said zacha, even though he meant badly, or maybe he meant lashon saginar to make him, you know, not feel bad. But lomaisa, you can't say they actually said mischayvim mecha. Okay, let's finish it up now. Go ahead, Yossi. Baiter, let's go. Last story. Baiter. Right. Right. He says, you know what? She's a basula, and what happened? There was no blood because it was a famine year. So she was she didn't have much strength in her bones. Go ahead. He saw that their face was blackened because of the famine. Go ahead. Gave them food and drink until they got strong. Go ahead. Oh, they had bee and they found Abasul. Go ahead, Amalo. Rebbe said to the Chassan Zolk with your purchase. Kari Rebbe, go ahead. Safad Oram. If you're so skinny and malnourished, your skin like sticks to your bones like wood. Okay, now I want you to get this. What's difficult in the reading of this Gemara? Did she say that she was sick? Did she say that it was famine years? Or did we say it for her? What do you say?
We said it, Besurat Haya.
Yeah, you think you, that's what you want to tie in it?
Yeah, definitely.
We said it for her?
Vishani Besurat Havi, meaning we're saying the story took place in the years of...
The Bach and the Chalkos Mechokek say we say it for her. You follow me? We say it for her. Okay? We say it for her, Lamaisa. That's what they want to tie in. See, it's by the Chola case, it's Mashma that it was a famine year. She didn't make that claim. Rebbe said it on his own. So even if she doesn't do it, Ezra, the Tours Medai, we do it. Chola, we say it for her. Okay? We say it for her. Even if she says, now listen to this. What happens if she comes along and she says she's Yishbachas Dorkati? Simen Samachesiv Kontes in the Beishmuel. Comes out she's lying. She says she's from Dorkati and we find out she's lying. But Taka, there is famine. We still can be say that she's right because of a sickness, even though she already lied. Can you imagine that? That's what the Beishmuel says. And the Afla says that Tafku or Rov Kolim don't have blood. Then it works even if she shows Sekis. Then even if she shows Sekis. So even if she's contradicted, we believe her. It's no worse than shows Sekis. But where Rov Kolim have blood, forget about it. Once she's a liar, we don't help her at all. So the Beishmuel points out, I want you to get this, this is only by the Taina of Damu that we're told of a choli. Pesach Pasuach, there's no claim of a choli. Okay? Remember I told you in Amud Beis all shadows of Dam? Choli is only a taina under the rubric of Dam. Pesach Pasuach, the chola doesn't work, right? Makes sense, right? You say there's no blood, you have the taina. So therefore that's an important distinction between what? Between chola and Pesach Pasuach that I want you to get. Okay, so it comes out very interestingly, Lamaisa, that we're being mechalek and saying, Dorkati, you got to make the claim, right? We don't make the claim for her, at least the Bach said, right? But when it comes, so machloek is the Bach and the Chalk is machokek. But when it comes to chayla, it's mashal we do it for her. It's mashal we advocate the claim of chola for her, even though she didn't actually make the claim. Okay? Now, let me ask you a question. The Chiddush Arim says like this, and let's get this last two nekudas, and we got to get to the Hilchos Purim. The Chiddush Arim says, it's mashal from the steamers of the Shulchan Aruch. Even in Eishes Kohen, we allow him to be bowler a second time. Chol is an unbelievable kula, guys. We establish in our Chazakafah, for sure he'll find blood. So even in Eishes Kohen, he's allowed to be bowler. That's what the Chiddush Arim says. And the Chassam Sofer says, what are the last letters of the words of Al Atzmam Yavesh Haya? Simla. What does Simla mean? A dress. It's Meram is Dam Basulim. Like the Ramban Al Atar, Parsum Simla. Yavesh HaKeitz means because she's so dry, the blood went away. It's like a Mukatzes has no blood. According to Rabbeinu Hanano, right? Mukatzes has no dam, so it's a Yavesh Keitz. So that's the pshat in the Gemara. Okay, good. So we finished up these stories. Lamaisa, I want you to chazer them over to remember the story of the Pesach Pasuach, Lo Baal Tidam, and the Nafkaminas, you have the Kulas of Yidur Katua, or Choyli, Lamaisa, or Hatayim. Those are the different svars we had to come up. And as the guys asked in the end of Shir the other day, we asked, what was the kasha that we asked? We said, yeah, but Biyashnia, isn't that going to be a problem? That he can constantly do a Taya? Isn't a Biyashnia going to be? So you have to assume, Lamaisa, that that won't be a what? That they tell the guy beforehand, that will not be a plausibility. Or we'll say, like Daniel, Einanam Torah Pesudu Mafsidim. And therefore, maybe if he says it, well, we believe him. Could be. Could be that we believe him, Lamaisa, if he says that there was a Taya. Could be, because he spent a lot of money, so maybe we believe him. So Yosef, pass these out, please, for me. Okay, let's see the Gemara here, guys. I want to now introduce the topic of the mitzvah. Chazar over the mitzvah of Sholach Mandestam. Okay? One of the mitzvahs Hayom, we know there are four mitzvahs Hayom that we have on Purim. One of them is Matan Se'avyon, the second is Sholach Mandestam, third is the Suda, fourth is Kriyas Tamigillah, night and morning. And when you talk about Sholach Mandestam, there are two basic reasons given in the Rishonim and Achronim as to why there's a mitzvah of Sholach Mandestam. Okay? Let's start with the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph was asked a question, can you send clothes to someone to fulfill the mitzvah of Sholach Mandestam? So he says no. Because the whole point of Sholach Mandestam is to facilitate kedei sheyiyeh ochel lesudah, that there should be food for the sudah. So it's kind of like an ancillary to the mitzvah of the sudah. That's basically what it is. And you want to make sure. Now, last time I checked, human beings don't eat clothes. Moths eat clothes. We are not moths. So therefore, the Trumas Hadeshen says you are not yotzei. Halacha l'maisa. However, there's another pshat as to why we do Sholach Mandestam. And that is written by the machaber of the song, L'cha Dodi, Shlomo Alkabetz. He has a beautiful parish on the Megillah called the Manos Halevi. And in the Manos Halevi, he writes that the reason why we do Sholach Manos is because of we want to be Marba Shalom Ben Adam L'chaveiro. We want to create, you know, the whole point of Haman's. Haman said there's a nation that they fight, there's disputes, we can get them. So the Chamun Masaka and Mitzvah that should foster new relationships. And to be Marba Shalom Ben Adam L'chaveiro. So Lamaisa, these are two approaches that are given in the post-human Rishonim and Achron as to why there's a mitzvah of Sholach Mandestam, which we're going to have to go through now. And that's the nature of the mitzvah. You're supposed to give two things to one man, says in Shulchan Aruch, at least to one man. Okay, you're supposed to give two things to one man. It could be a food and a drink, which we'll see in the Gemara. But the truth of the matter is, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Tafrei Shadi Vav, it says Beferish that you should try Tafrei Shadi Hey Sif Dalit that you should Yachayv Lishloach Chaverish Shtei Manos Basar or Shtei Mini Amachalim. Now Shtei Manos Shnei Mishloach Manos Yisrael Shtei Manos Lishachad. Well, Amarv Lishloach Areim Mishubach. The more friends you send, the better. Okay. The more friends you send, the better. But Mikra Adin, you have to send two manas to one man. Now we'll see from the mirror, it could be a food and drink. It could be two foods. It can't be the same food. There is a chiddush, there's a chiddush l'maisa, the kafachayim that you shouldn't, or the benish, I think it's the kafachayim, you shouldn't put in one basket, because maybe the baskets mitzaref it together. So it's like you're giving one item. It's a chiddush. Unbelievable chiddush. But l'maisa, I don't know if we have to be mocked banana, but it's an interesting Kiddush question. Maybe it makes sense. So maybe take the thing out of the basket. Give the thing and that. Interesting. Maybe we should be mocked. Why not? Kafachai. Okay. So these are the two reasons given. Now I want you to know, Kolamar Baharezim Meshubach. Okay, if you give to more guys, the better, the Rambam says. It's a quote of the Rambam. At the same time, though, what's better to give? More Matanas Avyon or more Mishloach Manos? Same Rambam, you look it up. The end of Pirkei, Rambam says, much better to give more Matanos Avyonim than Mishloach Manos. Okay? Now, what is Matanos Avyonim? What is Matanos Avyonim, guys? What do you say? You got to give what? How much?
Two meals.
Matanos Avyonim, you got to give at least two Matanos L'Shnei Anim. You have to give two Anim, Beryl. Whereas Sholach Manos Mikra, you give one man, two Manos. You got to find what? Two Anim to give. Okay? You have to give at least shtei matanos l'shnei anim. Very important. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, now today, before mincha, you should do machzah shekel. You say zeich l'machzah shekel. Give at least $1.50 and you p- pick up the 50-cent pieces and you transfer it out to a buck 50, you say Zeichle Master Shekel, not Master Shekel, because then it becomes hektish. So Lamaisa, we want to make sure with this Matanos Yevyonim and Shalach Monis. We're going to focus today on Shalach Monis, but I want you to know Matanos Yevyonim, the Rambam says you should be marble more on that than Shalach Monis. Yes, Ezra.
Then what about the Matanos Yevyonim, like Rav Simon is going around collecting money. So I give him $20. How do I know that my $20 will be split between two Anim? Or do I not have to worry about that?
It's a good question, Lamaisa. I think the assumption is that you're giving it to the organization and they'll split it. They're going to give it amongst two.
So,
okay.
Because money's lucrative, so you don't have to like.
Yeah. You should always give enough money that a guy can buy a suitor with it. Okay. You should give enough money that a guy can buy a suitor with it for Purim to fulfill the mitzvah.
Also, what about the machzis shekel? Shouldn't that be 50 cents, not above 50?
No. It's three. You hold up three machzis shekel minigas, and you say zeh for machzis shekel, 3 50-cent pieces. Okay. So let's get to this more further now. If you focus on these two reasons. I want you to get it before we get the nafkaminas into the Gemara. If you focus on these two reasons, Lamaisa, what's the best type of shalach manas you should give? A food that will fulfill the suda. Bread and salami is the best type. So I want you to get this down. Let's get down to nafkaminas. I think the best, according to the Trumas Hadesh, would be ochel that you can have for the suda. Without a doubt, no? So you should make sure you give at least one with bread and salami. Guy thinks you're crazy. What do you mean? You're crazy. I'm trying to fulfill the halacha. Halacha with suda, right? You're trying to do the halacha for the suda. So that's one nafkamina. According to the Manas Halevi, it doesn't make a difference. You're trying to be marba shalom, so you get candy, whatever you want to do, it's fine. Should be fine. So the one nafkamina is your notion of halacha with suda. I think a second nafkamina just emerges from the two reasons. Number two is begotten. Would clothes be? Could be according to Manas Halevi, who says you got to give clothes. Maybe Svarim or clothes would be good. Who says you got to give food? Maybe. So that's a second nafkamina. Would begodim be good? A third nafkamina would be, let's say, and I think this is important, I think, shot like this. I forgot. One of the good offerings says not that way, but I thought it made sense the other way. If you hold it to be Mar B'Sholom Ben Amachavero, I would say you should give it to an acquaintance, someone you have no friends with. The whole point is to foster a new relationship. If you have a good friend, just because you give him a little bit of shalach monos, that better your relationship? Come on. Guess maybe if you don't give, he'll get upset. But, you know, usually if you're very good friends with him, it's really better. You should give it to a guy. I used to always give it to a guy on my floor. I didn't really know. Just to make such an impression on him. He says, thank you very much. Right? So if you want to say, if you want to hold like the truth, it doesn't make a difference. As long as you facilitate food for the suitor. But if you all like the second approach, to be Marcus Shalom, then it's appropriate. You should give a guy you're an acquaintance with. It also makes a big impression on a guy. You're creating a relationship. So that's another, let's say, a chavar chadash. That would be a third nafkamina. Is there a mandate to try to do that? Could very well be. Okay, let's see the Gemara now inside. Okay? On Zion Amid Aleph, fascinating Gemara. We'll get to some more. Other nafkaminas too as well. Let's see the bottom line. You got it there? I didn't underline. I'm sorry. Zion, I'm not. It's also the second page. It's backwards. Apologize. Go ahead. Go ahead, Yossi. Zion, I'm off. Three lines from the bottom. Go ahead, Tony.
Tony or Yossi?
Yes. Thank you. There it is. Two portions to one man. Go ahead. Oh, you got to give it two different anim. Go ahead. Right, he said a third-born calf to his what? To Rav Oshia. Go ahead. Right, that's a third-born calf to the mother. Right, to Rav Oshia. Go ahead. Garva de Chamer in a canister of drink, of wine. So he said, meat and wine. Go ahead. Shalach le. You have fulfilled for us, Rabbeinu, Mishloach Manos Yishlareyu. Umatanos. Right, the Vilna Gaon takes that out. Because he says Rashi only had the gears of Mishloach Manos. You see the Rashi? He didn't say a word about Matanos Yavyonim. So the Vilna Gaon and the Bach take out Matanos Yavyonim. The Yushalmi has a version And the version is that Lamaisa, then he sent him back another thing, the only fulfilled Shalach Manos. And you also what? You also fulfilled what? You also fulfilled Matanas Lev Yonim. So it comes out, Lamaisa, that the Girsa of the Yushalmi is, it basically goes like this. The Yushalmi basically is, he sent them this, right? He sent them this, and they fulfilled Matanas Lev Yonim. And then they sent back and says, you fulfilled Matanas Lev Yonim, you need to send more for Shalach Manos. So he sent them Shalach Manos. So I want to just point out, how do you learn this Gemara? Let's say you had the Girsa. He fulfilled both. The Yushalmi's version is not that way. The Yushalmi's version is not that way. So there's a concept, Lamaisa. It could very well be that maybe if you send Shalach Manos to a person or from a person, that's a chash of a guy. Let's say you're sending to a chash of a guy, and the stuff you send is not what? It's not great stuff. So let's say you're saying Dvarim She'enam Chashuvim, let's say you send things that aren't chashuvim, lewat, to a ish chashuv. So it could be that if you hold like a Shlomo Akabetz, Menos Levi, maybe you wouldn't be Yotzeh. That's being Marv Shlomo Akabetz. This guy's a chashuv guy, and you send him Pringles. You know what I mean? You send him salami and Pringles? I mean, come on. But if you hold it to Menos Levi, you send bread and salami. What's the difference? You're Yotzeh. Also, another nafkamina might be, let's say this, the fellow that is sending it is a chash of a guy. There's the nosin is a chashuv. Nosin chashuv. Nosin adam is an adam chashuv. The nosin is an adam chashuv. The gives on a chashuv. The nosin, he gives what? What does he give? Nosin is an adam chashuv. The nosin, davar, sheino chashuv. It could be also that according to Shlomo Akabetz, you would. Maybe you wouldn't be Yotzeh. Because the guy who's giving it is not what? Giving something that he should give. So the guy on the receiving end is not happy about it at all. But it's a facilitated food for the tzudel, my nafkamina. So these are two good nafkaminas that come out from this. Moreover, let's give it another nafkamina that's an offshoot of that. Are you familiar with the Gemara Kedushin on Zion Amaralf that says normally a chassan gives the cow the ring? He says, all right, Mekadesh Shlib at Tabatzu. And he marries her. No, regular case. In a regular marriage, the guy gives a ring. What happens if the woman gives the chassan a ring? But the guy's a chassan chashiv. You know that Gemara? So the Gemara says the hana that she gets for the fact he accepted it, he gives her an esoteric hana, and that, with that he's makadasher. So what about by Shalach Manos? Say a guy gives Shalach Manos to a chashiv of a guy, and he's so happy that the guy received the Shalach Manos, he gives him hana back. So the Piskechuba discusses, maybe you'd be Yotzeh. That guy would be Yotzeh without it giving me a thing. Because you've been Marba Shalom Ben Adam Lachavero. Stam, I'm going to write the case of Adam Chashev. Right, get that down. Would you say that would be good? According to Manos Halevi, of course it would be good. But according to the Chumash Adesh, he practically didn't give anything. If he didn't give anything, how can you say he's Yotzeh? Go ahead, Vaiter and the Gemara, yes. Go ahead. Rabba.
Rabba Shtarle Lamari Bar Mar Yadabaye. Male tiska de kashva, male kasa kamka de avshiva.
Right, Rabbi sent Mari, who was a shliach, biad abaye, with a basket of flour, male taska de kavshu, male kasa kimcha, cup of flour de avshona. Right, that was dried out wheat. It was like really sweet. Okay, so in other words, he sent a basket of dates and also a cup of flour. So Amar le
abaye.
Lo nachis. In other words, he gave Musar. Abai basically said, what are you doing? You become a wealthy person, you're sending this stuff is low stuff. It's kind of like what we just said. Right? He didn't go ahead. So he got the stuff. The recipient got the stuff. Go ahead. So now Mari sends back to what? Abaye sends it back to what? Rabba. Shudder, hudder, shudder, let you.
Hadar, shudder, let you. Male tiska de
zangvila. Zangvila means ginger, right? You send it back ginger.
Male kasa.
Basket of ginger. Male kasa de pilpul to aricha. And a cup of what? Sharp peppers, right? So go ahead.
So Amar Abaye, hashta Amar Mar, anashtadri lechule.
So Abaye said, you know what? Amar Abaye said, I'll tell you what the Mar is going to say, what Rabba is going to say. Go ahead. Ana shadar lechuya. I sent you what? Sweet stuff. The you shadar lechurfa. And he sells me sharp stuff back. Again, that connotes what we said. He's not going to be happy with it. If you learn like Rav Shlomo Akavetz, you understand the pshat, lamaisa. If you learn like the Mano Salev, if you learn like the Chumas Nes, it's harder to say. No. If it facilitates food for the Suda. Question is, lamaisa, okay, there's a philistate root for the Suda B'yaitzis. You have to have bread. With the Raman Medak, you have to have meat. Remember we said that? You should have meat, not just chicken. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Vaita Negamar. When Abai left Beimar, when he came out of Rabba's house, Havasavana, he was totally satisfied. Go ahead, Kimatoi. When he got to the place of Mari, right? They brought out 60 plates, 60 types of meat. Pluge, he ate 60 pieces. And the last piece was Havikarle. They call it Sliketa. They call it like a pot roast. Chassam Sofer says it's talking about Torah, 60 Masechtas. The last Masechta they did was Pesachim. Go ahead, a boy, Lemikes. So a Basre. Right, in other words, and he was so hungry he was going to eat the plate. It was so delicious. Amar Abaye. Right, now that's what people say, that people that are poor don't know that what it means to be full and eat. Inami.
Inami.
Right, in other words, there's always something, you can always find something in your stomach for something sweet, no matter how full you are. Yeah, you can always find that. Okay, so I think this Gemara show that nafkamine. Okay. So let's give a few more nafkamines, then we have to go another line in the Gemara. It's interesting, the Ksav Sofer, as a tshuva, can he give Shalat Mutz anonymously? Or the Yotze? Ilu Ishem. That's called Ilu Ishem, with no name. So if you hold like Rav Shlomo Akavetz, of course not. You didn't foster any relationship. No one knows he gave it. But if you facilitate food for the Suda, why not? If you look in the Mishnah Brura, or actually the Shari Tshuva, they discuss the following case. Let's say a guy is procrastinating the whole day, he hasn't given Shalat Manos, and right before Shkia, the end of the day, he gives a guy raw meat, Basar Chai. Doesn't have enough time to cook it up, but that's expensive meat. If it's to be Mar B'Shalom, it's delicious. I mean, it's a lot of money. But if it's a facilitated food for the suit, it's too late. He won't be able to cook it up. What happens when he gives the Shalat Manos? He's got butter fingers, and it slips out of his fingers, and it falls on the dirt, and it gets ruined. He's about to give it to the guy, and it falls out, slips on ice, or whatever, falls in the mud. Was a Yotze Shalach Manus. The Bir Heitev says, Nafu La Domit, if it fell to the floor. So if it's a fizzled silt, food for the suit, you didn't do that. It's disgusting that. But if you're Arba Shalom, then it's fine, unless you did it on purpose, right? Arba Shalom, you're not allowed to do that. But Lamaisa, that would be a very good nafkamina that comes up regarding this. Also, this could really come up, this next one. I don't know, let's say a person has certain dietary rules. They're not familiar about it. You gave him food that Taki can't eat. I don't know, let's say you gave him nuts or you gave whatever. Any some type of example of that? Ochlim, Ochlim, She'eno, Eno, Hamakab, She'eno, Shamakabel, Shamakabel, Lo Yachol, Lachol. Lo yachol lechol. So it could very well be that you're not yotze if you hold like the chumas at that time. Now, if you didn't know, of course, the other guy's happy. Still happy that he got it. Yeah. According to the chumas at that time, you didn't facilitate food for the suda. You're Mar B'Shalom. Why is he going to get upset with you? It's a very nice, expensive thing. He doesn't expect you to know the guy's allergies. So Ms. Tommy was still Mar B'Shalom. You follow me? So that would be a very good nafkamin as well. So up to what? How many nafkaminas we have so far? We have 10 different nafkaminas checking this case. Okay? You follow me? Okay. Let's get to the next line of Gemara. It's very, very mechudish. Go ahead. Let's go, Yossi. It's unbelievable. What's going on here? Abaye bar Rava and Rav Chanina bar Rava were flipped the suitors. They swapped the suitors. They're for what? What do you mean they swapped the suitors? Zok Rashi. Go ahead. Mechalfe. Go ahead, Yossi. What's going on? They did home and home for Purim suitors. So what? How are you Yotze Shalach Monas? According to Rashi.
You're giving him food, no?
Yeah, but the one of the fellows giving him food. The other fellow that comes is the guest didn't give anyone food.
That's why they switched, no?
Well, they flip from year to year. The way Rashi's learned from year to year. So I'm saying, according to Rashi, the year that the guest came, how was he Yotze Shalach Monas? So you have to say that Shalach Monas is basically having suda with someone you really never would have suda with, usually. And what I want to say is it's like Reb Shlomo Alevi, it's the Monas Alevi, because you create the foster relationship. The fact is you have a reciprocal relationship. You know, next year it's going to go the other way. So the fact the guest came, he's in a sense giving him back. He's giving him an esoteric handoah as well.
Also,
you follow me? I want to bring a riot for this Rashi to the Monas Alevi. You follow me? If you learn like Rashi.
Can also be Ochel Suda too, a little bit?
So the Mechaber, I want you to get this down. The Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam don't learn like Rashi. How do they learn this Gemara? Says the Gemara, says the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tofrei Shariches, I'm reading in the middle of Siftal, because we get it right up to there. V'imein lo, let's say you don't have, Machlifim Chavero, Zesh Sholech L'Zesh Sudasso, Zesh Sholech L'Zesh Sudasso, Kein Lishloch, L'Kein Mishloch Monas Yisloreu. They say no. They say you just flop your meals. So therefore, your yoytz is zayin. So I want to say, you see that what? You see that this, let's write it down, another nafkamin, you see that they learn pshat, the Rambam learns, no, that it's to facilitate food for the suda. So that's exactly what you did. You took each other's suda and you flopped it. You flipped it. It's not pshat like Rashi that, oh, you had one guest over, next year you're going to go back to the south. That year, what the guests give. You follow me? So I want to say the machlekes Rashi and the Rambam is good for the machlekes of Tshumas Hadeshin and the Shmonos Alevi. Let's write it down. How to learn up the Gemara and Zion and Biz. Machalfe, Sudasaya. Everyone follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't have learned like Rashi. I would have said like the Rambam. No. That they flipped each other's meal. So therefore that you're able to do, and that's clearly saying that Shalach Manis is what? Shalach Manis is the facilitate food for the Suda. It is the Suda, right? That's all they had. Fits beautifully. That's what the Rambam held. You follow me, Gavi? But Rashi says not that way. Now, I found today in the Shartzian on the bottom, in Sifkon Chavtes, he says, Pri Chodesh, V'lo Atakti Divrei Ataz, L'didei Rashi Machmer Bofen said. According to Rashi, this is not acceptable. Just to flip the things. You flip the things, what are you doing? You know what I mean?
Why not? That would be California, that would be fine.
I don't know. He says, no, L'didei Rashi Machmer Bofen said, Mavur B'Shulchan Aruch. Kielanias Daite Ein Machmer. He says the Sharsian says no. The Rambam Mati came la locha. Can a Rambam should elect Moshiach Rabbeinu Girsh for Shulchan Aruch Hati came. Why? Ezra asks me. Why do you think Rashi wouldn't like this? I would say because what are you accomplishing, Lamaisa?
He's giving to him. He's giving to him.
Yeah, but it's like a joke. You know what I mean?
No.
I don't know. It's like are you really based on what we're learning? Are you being Mar B'Shalom that way?
Why not?
By just flipping the meals?
You're giving him something, aren't you?
If you learn to facilitate food for the suit, I did that. Okay,
saying,
I actually did that.
Even when we say before, if a guy gives food for the suit to someone else, that still is Mar B'Shalom.
Because Mar B'Shalom means that there's something extra going on. Here, I'm getting his meal, he's getting my meal.
In a regular case,
you're not going out of your way. I mean, I hear what you're saying, Ezra, but you're not really going out of your way, Daniel's saying.
I give you Hamatash
and
then
so it's to be Marvit. It's to be Marvit. You know what I mean?
Nothing's been added.
You know, I have to have a suit anyway. Daniel's saying I have to have a suit anyway. So what I do, I made my suit meal, so I'll just give it to you and you give it back to me. It's like a little bit of a, you know what I mean?
So if I give shalchmanas to someone and he gives me shalchmanas to me, then that wouldn't work either?
If it's to facilitate food for the suit, then it's fine, because it's objective,
so
yes.
What's the difference between that and this?
If it's to facilitate food for the suit, I'm saying that Rashi holds not that way. Rashi holds the getter to be Mar B'Shalom. And flipping it is not good. That's why Rashi stood on his head and said, the pshat is that you're going from year to year. So we asked that going from year to year, the guest's not giving anything. So we're saying it's like the case of Adam Kosher. Adam Kosher doesn't have to give you anything.
So
you're so happy the guest came, it's like he gave you something. Jim, do you follow me?
So according to Shemas Adeshin, we have to make sure that we give some at least one person who doesn't give us something in return.
According to Trumas Adeshin.
No, according to
according to Trumas Adeshin.
Banos Levi, sorry, Banos Levi.
According to, yeah, according, or you could say, no, you, the fact is I made something extra foreign. It's not something that I had to make for myself to do my own personal mitzvah of Suda, and I used that to do Shalach Manas. That's not being Marba Shalom. You hear what I'm saying? I had to make it anyway for the Suda. So that's what I wanted to say, is Gufa the Machlaikis Lamaisa. The Manas Levi Shalom is the Machlaikis Rashi and the Ram on this Pshat in the Gemara. Okay. Now let's take this even a step further now. It's very bizarre why Rashi says this, but maybe that's the pshat you got to suggest. Okay. In fact, the Bir Halacha brings up what I said from the Chayav. If you send a rich man something that's not chashiv, you're not yotzei shalach manos. The Ritva says it on our Gemara. Many poskim don't quote this. Okay, it's interesting. He says you should be zar lechachil in this halacha lamaisa. Okay. Let me ask you now, also, before we give more nafkaminis, can you give a chefse that you'll be yotzei if you send two manas to an ish ani? Yeah? So can you say lamaisa? Can you say that that's considered to be fulfilling shalach manas and matanas of yonim? What do you say? Halacha lamaisa in that case. In other words, the Turiyeva is mistopping him. Shalach shtei manas li ish ani. You send two manas to a poor man. Him yuchal lachashim letarte. Lakim shalach manas akama ani bichal ish re'ev. Lakim matanas of yonim. You follow what I'm saying? You give shalach manas to a guy, which we said was what? Meat and drink, or meat and chips, yes? Or salami and bread. And you gave it to an ani. So yotze shalach manas. Can you say you're also yotze a of matan, so you got to give it to two ani. Just give another ani, or not? What would you say? The Turi Evan has a suffix about this. So I want to say it depends on the Gersa and the Gemara. If you have the Girsa of the Gemara that we have, not like Rashi, it said Beferish in the Gemara, you fulfilled what? You fulfilled what? Shalach Manas and Matanas of Yonim. Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananel say, Rashi that doesn't have the Girsa, says not that way. So it's interesting, Halacha Lamaisa, what you would do in such a case. Okay, but interesting suffix. Okay, let's get to the Ramah now. The Ramah says the following. Again, you have to do the shalach manos biyom. Vim sholech manos agav yesh lishloach manos biyom v'lo v'layim. Vim sholech manos l'reiv v'oin erotz l'kav l'mochel o yatsa. Oh, Ramah is a tremendous chiddush. Ramah says if you're mochel, let's say you go out, you offer a shalach manos to a guy. He says, no, I don't need it. I don't want all the chazarai, he's a dentist or whatever. Doesn't want all the things. You yotze. Yotze? Amazing. How could be yotze? You didn't facilitate food for the Suda. If you hold him, you marba shalom, you did it. Amazing Ramah. Ramah says, Beferish Yotze. Now, in the Mishabru on the bottom, points out the Prichadish who says no. Prichadish is cholik on that, and also the Chassam Sofer is a pella on it. Why do you think they're bothered? Because you're not facilitating food for the Suda. So the Mishabru quotes the Prichadish Chassam Sofer is cholik on this Ramah. Mechiri, you follow me? Amazing Ramah. So our Rabbi Gomer of Scheinberg Zatzal asks on this in the Sefer Mishmer Schaim, why is there no bracha then on shalach manas? According to the Rashba and Simin Yurches, why do we say a bracha on stalker?
We don't know
if the onion will accept it. It'll be a bracha levatol. So he says, according to the shalach manas, you don't say anyway. So why is there no bracha? You hear the kasha? It's a great kasha. So let's get that down also. The kasha me aravagon roshaimer. Okay? What'd you say, Ezra?
Who says he's not Yotze? Who argues
with him? Truma said that. The Pri Chodesh and the Chassam Sofer. The Shabura quotes here. They're holy.
And so they would hold like the Truma Sedeshin.
What'd you say?
They would hold like the Truma Sedeshin.
Yes, that's what I want to suggest. So what do you say to answer this Kasha? Because you follow the Kasha? Why is there no Bracha? What's the Teretz? First of all, you could say like the Rambam. There's never a mitzvah ben al Chavero, a Bracha on a mitzvah ben al Chavero. Pirikud Aleph and Nichols Brachas. We never find a bracha on a mitzvah ben al Chavero. You follow me, Shimon? The Rambam, there's never a bracha on a mitzvah ben al Chavero. That's you can answer. This is certainly ben al Chavero. What's the other answer? The Rav Scheinberg wants to say, what's the whole point of this mitzvah? What is the whole point of this mitzvah according to the Ramonis Alevi? So I'm going to write down 13. 13 is another. 13 is another naftimina, how you answer this kasha. What's the point according to Manasseh Levi? That's a davar shein bo mamash, not tangible. Relationships aren't tangible. Okay, you have to give something tangible. The whole point is to what? It's to create a relationship. You follow me? That's the whole point, is to create a relationship. That's not tangible. Do we see a bracha on bittul chametz? Beis Yosef says, Nichus Pesach. Do you see a bracha on bittul chametz? No, it's done in your mind. Anything you do in your mind, you don't see a bracha on. This is intangible. Therefore, you don't see a bracha on it. So if you hold like the Manasseh Levi, you got to give that teretz like the Beis Yosef, davar shein bo mamash. If you hold like, let's say, like the Truma Zadashin, then you hold like the Rambam. So you could give two different roots to answer that kasha. Okay? As to why there's no bracha. Halacha l'maisa. Either you'll say, the Truma Zadashin will say, like the Rambam, never a bracha made on the Chavero, or you'll say that what, it's not tangible.
Well, no, according to the Rambam, you can give the answer of the Rosh Hashanah about Tzedakah.
No, but I'm saying
according to the Rambam,
the whole kasha is based on the Rashba.
According to the Truma Sedeshin, right? According to the Truma Sedeshin, you wouldn't.
I'm saying the whole kasha is predicated on the Rashba.
Saying the kasha doesn't start according to the Truma Sedeshin.
The kasha doesn't start if you hold like the Rambam. That's what I'm saying.
Kasha doesn't start if you hold like the Truma Sedeshin also, because according to the Truma Sedeshin, why would you be Yotze if he was Mocha? He's Lamaisa, you didn't facilitate food.
Right, you're right. You wouldn't be Lamaisa. Wouldn't be. But I'm just saying that it's possible to say. It is possible, maybe you could suggest, to answer the kasha, according to the Truma Sedeshin, in different ways, to say the Truma Sedeshin holds like the Rambam. So it's not a problem. Okay?
Yeah,
it's not a kasha. You're right. It's not a kasha, according to the Truma Sedeshin. It's not a kasha, because he would be cholik on this din.
Yeah.
So you're right. So the answer we'd have to say is according to the Rashba, you'd say it's according to the Manos HaLevi. The kasha is predicated based on the Rashba. That's correct. Okay. Let's take this a step further now. Why is it, we know we have different types of Purims, right? Shushan Purim regular. Can a man who lives in Tel Aviv send Shalach Maros to his friend in Yerushalayim, and it gets there on Tevov? Are you Yotze? So the truth is, Lamaisa will call it a Ben Ir, sends to a Ben Krach, Sholech. But Ben Krach, you'll know what that means. That means it gets out on the 15th. So if you say, you see, these two reasons basically. These two reasons basically, you break it down. Just focus on who, the Nosen or the Makabel? The Makabel. Who does this really focus on? Really, the Nosen's the one who's fostering and creating. Obviously, he's got to receive it and get, you know, make, be happy about it. But usually, this is the Makabel, this is the Nosen. So you could say that if you focus on the Makabel, so as long as a fellow gets his Shalach Manos on his Purim, it's enough. But if you hold it on the Nosen, you better make sure you do the Shalach Manos on your own Purim. If it came on Tevov, it's already too late. So maybe that would be another Nafkamina. Rabbi Pesach and Frank discusses that. What will be the din in such a case? Okay? What will be the Halach in such a case? You follow me, Pinchas? You got it?
Yeah.
What will be the Halach? That's where you're really breaking it down as a Nosen and Makabel. Oh, the other day we mentioned, yesterday, Purim Meshulash. What's Purim Meshulash? When the 15th of Adar comes out on Shabbos. 14th, what do? They read the Megillah and they do Matan Sev Yonim. And on the 16th, they eat the Suda and what? Of course, the Machloikis, but they eat the Suda with the Shalach Manos. Because the Shalach Manos got to go with the Suda, the Rabbah says. That fits this Pshat. That fits this Pshat, Lamaisa. That it's considered to be facilitating food for the Suda. Fits the Truma Sedeshin very well. Some say you can do it on Shabbos, but the Yushami says you may simcha. Simcha that's tuli b'nei shamayim, la tuli b'nei adam. So that's the svar why the suda and shalach manos come on Sunday. Because Shabbos is an element of simcha. You can't do the suda and shalach manos on a day that is koveya simcha and shamayim. That's what Yushami's drash is. But l'chura, that both shittas say, no matter which day it is, the shalach manos goes with the suda. You follow me? That fits very well, again, this Truma Sedeshin halacha l'maisa. Because if you held like what? If you held like the Manasseh Levi, it's Mistaber Lamaisa. Why does it have to go with one another, the Suda Lamaisa? One should be able to what? One should be able to splice it, and you think you'd be able to, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay. Let's get to now the concept of Shlichus. What's the story about Shlichus? So the different Shitas. The Yafel Alev, quoted by the Stechem, it says if you give it yourself, you're not Yotzeh. And Shabru quotes the Aruch Lanier, who says he has a suffix as to whether you yotze if you give it yourself. And if you look in the tshuva, he says in the end, the yotze. So in other words, there are three sheets. One sheet to say, give it yourself, you're not yotze. Another sheet that says it's ideal to give it yourself. The other sheet that says it's equal. Both him or the shliach. So it's interesting. Rav Scheinberg has in his sefer, or I'll go to Rav Scheinberg, that's all he asks. There's a famous klal in Erev in Daflam and Amrav. Chazak shliach also shlichuso. When a shliach is appointed a shliach, we have an assumption that he's going to do it. Only on Didim Derabbanan do we make that assumption. And it did the Yerayis, you better call him up and see whether he did it or not. Now the mitzvahs of Purim are what? Are the Yerayis or the Rabbanan? What are they? They're Dibre Kabbalah. The mention of Nach. Now does Dibre Kabbalah have a status of being the Yerayis or the Rabbanan? Machlech is Baal Mor Rivar Tzoloni. Nafkamina Vasofet. If it's the Yerayis, it's the Yerayis Lekumra. It's the Rabbanan Lekumra. Let's assume it's the Yerayis. Why don't we call up our shliach and say, did you deliver the Shalach Manas? Why don't you call up your shliach? You can't assume Chazak Shliach Chosu Sechusu of the Raisa. Why is our meaning not to call him up? So he wants to say a Chiddush, Rosh Hashanah. Why don't you get this? Shlichus is a Chiddush in Kol Torah Kulu. The Chosin is the starting point he wants to make out of Shum. He can appoint a Shliach. The Chiddush is a Shliach like him. But who's the starting point? The Chosin. The Torah is Mechadish, the Shliach like him. By Shalach Manas, Pum Fakir. By Shalach Manas, the Shliach is the starting point. You could just give it yourself, but ideally it should be done through a shliach. So memela, it's not regulated by the general dinim of shliach as a kol Torah Kulu. So even though it might be the araisa, there's no such klal chazak shliach as a shlichuso, and you can assume that he did it because he's the ideal guy to do it.
But how can you assume he did it though? You still have to suffer.
It's not the only time you have that klal chazak shliach as a shlichuso when it's regulated by the regular dinim of shliach as a kol Torah Kulu. This is not regular shlichus. Because regular shlichus is that the original point is the man, the shlich, the Torah's Mechad shlich is as good as him. Here it's fakir. It's like the Adam's shlich come also.
Is this something to Rabbanan kind of thing?
No, it's a totally different din. So Mamele, you don't need a kosher shlich. What happens if you add a goy? Or maybe add a cotton? Maybe that would be good. Because it's not regulated by the general rules of shlichus, maybe. Now, ideally, you should get a gadol to do it. At least one shalach manas, you should eat basar. Should salami and bread, one shalach manas salami and bread, and one shalach manas for sure ayid shliach. Ideally, to fulfill it, fulfill all the shittas, right? To make sure it's done properly. So that's the chiddush that he wanted to suggest. So I think it's a very beautiful thing because we always have a concept of Western civilization: two's fine, three's a crowd. You know, socially, two's fine and three's a crowd. Sometimes you don't have a third person, which is a terrible thing. You should always want to include everyone in things, right? Two's fine, three's a crowd. That's not a Ben-Tayr's attitude. Fakir Shalach Manas, you want to get a third guy involved. You want to get a shliach involved, that he sends it. And make sure it's done properly. Interesting, the Rama says, we know that a Halach Lomas, when he sends Shalach Manas, he says that there's a shayla of Sivlonos. A woman sends it to a woman, a man to a man. But we shouldn't have a man send it to a woman. He calls it almana. It doesn't have to dafka be an almana, because it might be a chashash of sivlonos. Now, what does sivlonos mean? That maybe they had kedushin from beforehand. Maybe it was mekadesh or an edi. So it's better not a man give it to an individual woman. Okay? So let's finish up now with some other halachas. There are a lot of halachas about Purim we didn't get a chance to speak about. First of all, I think I made a mistake last week. I'm almost positive I did make the mistake. I want to just fix that. We'll start with this. Remember I discussed about marriage? I think I made a mistake. The Mechaber says beferish, you can get married on Purim. I think I said you can't because Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, so I want to fix that. That was a mistake. It says beferish, we were correct about the Avelis that we paskin. So Machloikis, the Mechaber and the Ramah. So Machloikis, the Mechaber, Ramah, the Ramah says we do Dvarim Shevetzina like Shabbos. We do Dvarim Shevetzina. Regarding marriage, Halacha L'maisa, it's Mutta Lisa Yisha B'Purim. So you guys are interested in getting married on Purim, you should know the Mechaber says that it's Mutta Lisa Isha B'Purim. Okay? Oh, yeah? Interesting. Okay. Interesting. So I wanted to fix that. That's in Tuf Reish Sadi Vav Sif Ches, but we were correct about the Avelis. Okay, that we passed. And the Mechaber says you do a full-blown Avelis on Purim, Chanukah and Purim. Ramah says you don't do public, you just do private. But it counts. So that we got right, but the marriage I wanted to fix. So Baruch Hashem, I'm able to remember that. Now also, I want you to get into Ramah. There's an interesting din that you're allowed to dress up as a woman. And we don't recommend it, okay? We don't recommend it, but the Ramah says it's mutter. Because you're mechavim the simcha. And you're allowed to wear kilayim derabonan. It's a big chiddush lemaisa. The Shlach HaKadosh says, he says you shouldn't do it, shouldn't dress up like a woman. But it's interesting, lemaisa, we have this kula to wear kilayim d'rabbanan because it's makom mitzvah, and also you're only mechavan l'simcha. It's a big chiddush lemaisa. But that's what the Ramah says. Now, what happens if you hurt someone or you stole something derech simcha? So the Ramah says that it's considered to be okay. Now, what happens if you hurt someone? Not allowed to do busha barabim. Rav Avadya, Zatzal, has a tshuva, blazing tshuva about someone embarrassing someone in public on Purim. It's a terrible thing. There's no heter for that. And he says, if you damage someone, a little bit of the hezek, Tyson Sukkah Mem Dalet says in a chasana, if you hurt someone, or you damage his shirt a little bit, not his goof. You damage his shirt, you maybe don't have to pay because you're doing a b'derech simcha. But if you hurt his body, you have to pay. B'derech simcha l'maisa, you have a cool if it's a little bit of a hezek l'maisa, or a little bit of gezel l'maisa. But again, the Shlach HaKadosh says we shouldn't engage in that. We should be careful about that halach l'maisa. Okay, now what about eating seeds during the Suda? You know, the Ramah says you should eat seeds. Foods that have seeds, because Daniel v'chaver have ate seeds. So you should try to eat vegetables that have seeds in it. Halach l'maish, very sure amah. What about alanisim? If you forget alanisim, you don't go back and bench. But what happens if you have the suda you started before shkia? We paskin, even if you bench after days even, you can say alanisim, because you'll bust at the beginning of the suda. If you miss alanisim, you don't have to go back. Halach l'maish. Okay. What do you say in benching? Or in Shmon Esrei, correct, both. That's correct.
You don't have to go back?
What did you say? No, you don't go back. Absolutely not. Alanis is an extra. It's a good thing, but it's not. Now, l'maisa, do you say a Shechianu on the Kriyas of Megillah in the morning? Machlokes is Mechaber Omo. Mechaber says, just like my shofar, the second day you don't say a Shechianu. Also, the second Kriyas of Megillah in the morning, you don't say Shechianu. He said it at night. Omo argues you say Shechianu both. Alach l'maisa. When you say the Shechianu, you have to have in mind all the mitzvahs ayom. When you say the Shechianu, to fulfill that mitzvah, to make sure. Now what about what'd you say? What?
Morning greeting is the
yeah, could be Daniel, could be it's possible. Very good. Also the Aseres B'nei Haman has to be said B'nei Shima Achas. Now do you say Shomei Kohen on that? So Rav Taitz Satzal has a chiddush about this and based on the Rokat Shavar. Shomei Kohen means if it means literal, then you have to do it B'nei Shima Achas. You're not doing it literally B'nei Shima Achas, only the Chazan is. So that's why many communities do Aseres B'nei Haman themselves, to say it themselves, and then the Chazan repeats it, Neshima Achas. Okay? That's the interesting din, it's in Gorma Megillah, Tetzayin and Beis, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha. Now what about going to work on Purim? So Gemara says at Hamad Aleph, L'maisa, it's mutter to go to work. They tried it, they were pilpling about it, and there was no Isser. But there is an Indian, there is a minig, to try not to go to work. Mikar din it's mutter, but the minig is not to go to work. You know, and if you do it, ain't a roh simin bracha, the Mechaber says. So there's 2 days, I want you to get this. The Prima Gunna says, Belila, you can go to work, no problem. Even if you hold as a meaning not to, but at night, there's no problem. So I'm so far argues and says, no, you're not allowed to. So the Rav Shekhar Shlita told us from the Rav that he wrote a thank you note to someone, thanking them for Shalach Mosh. He wrote it at night, and he says, I hold like the sheep to mean the Prima Gunna against the Chassam Sofer, that it's meant to do malach. So I asked Rav Shekhar, writing is not a malach. We're talking about working like schwitzing. So maybe I suggested the writing is like a calligraphy. It's fancy. It's like considered to be like work. You know, it's not the Dhamma Tes Malachas. We're talking about working like on Cholomoy, which means schwitzing. So that's the din regarding this halacha. Now, what about the Megillah itself? Does it require Ibud Lishmo? Does the Megillah require Ibud Lishmo? So there's 2 days in manufacturing of the Megillah. It's 2 days in Mechaber Tofrei Shanaf. Does the Ibud need Lishmo? Do I have to be done Lishmo? When you're Ma'abed, you know, the cloth, the ore, does it have to be done Lishmo? It's 2 days in Mechaber.
What's the Ibud?
Ibud means tanning it. When you tan the cloth, you see there's the duchstus, there's the gvil, and then there's the cloth. So cloth and gvil, Megillah can be written on. The cloth and the gvil, the gvil is the ore that hasn't been smoothed down. It's just the hair was taken off. And the cloth is the inner parts of the skin. The duchstus is the whole thing. So L'maisa, klaf and gvil is mutter for a Megillah like a Sefer Torah, but there's a machlokes whether we learned yesterday you have to do sirtut, machlokes whether you need ibud. Now how do we paskin on this? Do you need to have ibud when you manufacture it? It seems Mr. Bruce says, yeshomrim, yeshomrim, what's the klal on the mechaber? Stambach, kach yeshomrim, the mechaber holds what, Daniel? Stam. Yeshomrim, yeshomrim, you go like the second yeshomrim. So in the stone when they make Megillahs, It has to be done misirtu, done properly. Okay, let's just close with this. You guys got to get ready for Minchit. I'm going to dive in later in the shul business. Okay? Last halacha is, I want to get to, is on Friday, Shushan Purim, the last din in the Shulchan Aruch. We have to make sure, again, be careful not to drink at all. We got to get a Sefer Torah in Chumash, too, real quickly. So, Lamaise, make sure you don't get drunk at all. Remember, I say you go to sleep like the Ramal. We learned about the Suda. And there's a din of Shushan Purim, which is Friday. And look forward to seeing everyone for Shabbos. You have a Shtikl Suda. Ramal says a Shtikl Suda. He says, Tov Lev Mishta Tomit. So, you should be Begetter Simcha. Now, this week's Parsha, we have the Parsha of what? Kitisa. Let's close with the following. You know, the Torah calls Yoshua Nar. What's a nar mean? A young lad. Ibn Ezra does a cheshbon. You know how old he was? 56. 56, and the Torah calls him a nar? What's going on? You know what the pshat is? Because everything he did with energy like a young man. He did everything with energy. Like a young man. Everything was fresh for him. He did it in an unbelievable way. And that's what we got to try to do, Lomites, when it comes to Avodah Hashem. Torah, davening, learning, alumnus. Do it with energy. You make sure you get a good night's sleep. You eat a good breakfast, and then you're ready to get going. So no one should think you're too old to do something. If Yoshua can be called the Nar 56, we can do it as well. And the Gemara in Tmura says that Yoshua forgot 300 halachas. Rashi says in Tmura that Moshe Rabbeinu was upset that Yoshua was a Talmid Chacham of his stature, of Moshe Rabbeinu's stature. Rav Tzuriel asked, Moshe Rabbeinu is the honor of Mikolov. He's upset that Yoshua is as big as him? No, the Pshat is upset that Yoshua didn't chazer over the halachas. Yoshua was a nar in this one area, didn't chazer over. He told Moshe Rabbeinu, I never miss shir. Okay, you're right, you never miss shir, but you still got a chazer, still got to work. Yoshua did work, but he was upset. Not that Moshe Rabbeinu was upset that Yoshua was as great as him. He was upset that Yoshua didn't chazer over the dinin. Therefore, he forgot the 300 halachas. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us these kaiches to celebrate Purim. Okay, I'll see you tonight, Bishim. I'll be there a short time, probably, after we have the same. A little bit. A little bit, everyone have a safe day. We look forward to seeing you.